All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WEEI Studios, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
You said you're 100% behind Jacoby. What shifted from the end of that game Thursday night and then the next morning where you were much more assertive in discussing the quarterback position?
Well, no, it's a great question. Like, I couldn't sleep, and so I watched all the film, all three phases, you know, through the wee hours of the morning. And after watching the film, I still feel that Jacoby gives us the best chance to win football games, and we're 100% behind that decision.
The Afternoon Show with Christian Arcan and Andy Hart starts now on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arcan, Andy Hart. Nice to have you with us here today. Phone number 617-779-7937. You can text the show at 37937. And if you're watching on Twitch, hi. Twitch chat is very active today. That was Gerard Mayo from earlier today talking with Chris Curtis there on the Hillman Show this morning and saying definitively after sleepless nights of watching the film and going over everything you saw there from Jacoby Brissett, from the Patriots offense, Drake May, and his one drive at the end of the game there, two drives, I guess it was, or was it just the one drive? It was just one drive that took, you know, a couple minutes. He is determined that Jacoby Brissett will be the starter again on Sunday against the Niners in San Francisco. And that not only will he be the starter, but that he gives the Patriots the best chance to win. Does that pass the sniff test, Andy Hart?
Well, no, but I can spin zone it if we're going to reference the various.
Stiz, can we get the spin zone, please? We might as well if we're gonna tease these things, we got to go ahead and do them. All right, so it does pass the sniff test, but only if you put it in the spin zone, is what it sounds like to me.
Spin zone.
Spin zone.
Spin zone. You spin
my head right. It's the spin zone with Arcan and Hart on WEEI.
All right, throw it in the spin zone then. Does Jacoby Brissett give the Patriots the best chance to win, Andy?
No, but if you spin it, he gives them the best chance to not lose. And that, as every Belichickian disciple knows, is the start of the process in the NFL. Everybody thinks, oh, you're going to try to win? Stupid. Belichick said for years, that's stupid. You don't try to win, you idiot. First, you have to not lose, mm-hmm. because more games are lost in the NFL than are won. Stick with me here. I'm using coaching words.
Okay.
It's not actually factual. It's the same number, actually.
Yeah.
Because for every winner, there's a loser. But more games are lost than are won in the National Football League. And Jacoby Brissett will not go out there and lose the football game for you. He has not lost a game all year. Is that factually accurate?
I think a different quarterback, a better quarterback, could have kept them in the game with
Didn't
the Jets.
Didn't say that. No. I said, has he lost a game?
Yeah, I think he lost that game.
How?
Because he only produced three points.
No. He didn't do anything to hurt you.
It's only scoring three points.
You know what hurt you?
Only scoring 3 points hurt
your star running back hurt you.
Okay, he fumbled.
You know what
true.
Else hurt you? Your piss poor offensive line, your porous, your Swiss cheese offensive line hurt you. You know what else hurt you? A defense that couldn't tackle you, never mind actual NFL players.
So then why don't we just to put a dummy out there with a jersey and a helmet and give snap the ball to the dummy and let it get sacked every 5 minutes and say, hey, great job. You didn't do anything to lose
because
the game.
Like the dummy will probably fumble.
Well, maybe.
See? So you'd have to duct tape the ball to him. You can't do that.
You figure out some sort of apparatus to make it work. But you get my drift, right?
Smart Alec.
The San Francisco 49ers are a team that's going to score some points. Are they not?
You're going to lose.
Okay.
But you're not going to lose because of Jacoby Brissett. You're going to lose because your team isn't very good.
But which of those two quarterbacks has even a chance of scoring points with the San Francisco 49ers?
Neither.
Which one has a chance? A
better chance. Jacoby Brissett.
Has a better chance of scoring points with the Niners?
I think Drake May would have a better chance to score points for the 49ers than against them.
I mean, that might happen, but in terms of who has the capability of actually
Jacoby Brissett does too. Let's not pretend the guy can't throw the ball, can't run a little bit, hasn't made any plays. I mean, they're limited. They're few and far between.
He's got one touchdown.
I will say my son
in three games.
More passing yards than he does, and that's not great. In high school, offenses got more passing yards than you.
It's brutal. I mean, listen, I like he's a good interview.
Brutal.
But he's brutal.
Is Will Levis. Brutal is when you have to yell, "What the F are you doing?" to your quarterback in the middle. Has Gerard Mayo once had to yell, "What the F are you doing?"
Yeah, probably on that Hunter Henry play.
No. What Hunter Henry play?
The interception that Hunter Henry ripped the ball away from the defensive
From his day. Vantage point, that would have been hard to see. On the replay and on the tape, he might have yelled, "What the F are you doing?"
I guess you really almost did. Yeah, he might have, I guess. I'm just saying.
But he hasn't made any, I hold that against him, he hasn't made the killer mistakes. He's missed opportunities to make plays, and I don't believe Gerard Mayo, he actually gives you the best chance to win, but he gives you the best chance not to lose, and that seems to be what they're looking for right now.
If you can't crack 150 yards passing, how does that give you a better chance not to lose?
Because you're going
to
rush for 250.
Are you?
No, but that's what they think.
And also, Drake May can't hand the ball
off? Have you listened to Gerard Mayo? He thinks they dominated the line of scrimmage throughout August.
Fine. Drake May can't turn around and hand the ball off?
He might freak out.
If all they're going to do is run the ball. What if
he fumbles a snap?
I mean, what
it's possible.
Brissett fumbles a snap. What if Stevenson keeps fumbling the ball?
They are
the ball?
Worried that the young quarterback would lose them the game. I think that worry is dissipating. I think that will one more garbage time series away. Also, answering the text line, the reason they didn't call timeouts to score is because if you call timeouts there and I'm on the other sideline, now I'm blitzing your rookie quarterback and I'm trying to kill him. If you want to play nicey-nicey, I'll let you do garbage time with your quarterback. You start calling timeouts and trying to score and win the game or do something stupid.
I mean, they were trying to kill
him
anyway.
Now I'm going to be pissy. Now I'm going to be really pissy. I think that was garbage time that was played out relatively well by both teams. You can't call timeouts there.
I agree. I didn't think there was any need to
do
that.
I don't know if it's a written rule, an unwritten rule, or just like a gentleman's agreement, anything like that. I would have thought Gerard Mayo, rookie head coach, if you called timeout there. And I think Alex Van Pelt might have said, "What the F are you doing? Yeah. Why are we calling that?" So that wasn't the place for
I didn't
that.
Have a problem with that either.
I didn't either. But spin zone this, you're not going to beat the 49ers. Can we agree?
I don't think they're going to win with either one. But in terms of who is going to play not to lose.
But who is
the
guy
who has a possibility of putting up some yards and some numbers is Drake May. It's not Jacoby Brissett. And you're going to have to do that to win.
Who has the best chance to get blown out?
Probably May.
Yes, definitely
probably
May. Definitely May. No
probably
problem.
May.
Definitely
but he May. Also has more of a chance to keep the game close.
Neither guy has... What?
To keep the game close.
I don't think he does.
Closer than Jacoby Brissett does.
No. I think because Jacoby Brissett will not
if
make
Jacoby
the mistakes.
If Jacoby Brissett throws for 100 yards, it's going to be the same thing. If he goes for under 100 yards...
What are they leaning on?
I mean, come on.
What are they leaning on? Their coach has told you many times what they
defense
lean on.
Defense and running.
Okay. That has nothing
so
to do with Drake
Brissett
May or Jacoby
Drake
Brissett.
May. Yeah, fine. Make
so they're basically
play,
saying, don't F it up, quarterbacks. Don't F it up.
Yeah,
and they
and
think
they're 1-2. And, so,
well, and they got not because the quarterback effed it up.
No,
when did the quarterback screw
I'm
it up?
I'm saying that plan, that way of going about it.
They're not a very good football
defense
team.
Defense and running the ball.
But they could be
2-1.
You know who said that? Gerard Mayo. I wouldn't have said it today, but he said that.
Yeah, they could also be 0-3.
Right? Yes.
So
probably should be 0-3.
They probably should if Joe Burrow had
what
woken
are we
up. I mean, at this point, I'm not sure. Who
you actually
you?
Think Drake May should play this week? Because I think Gerard should have said common sense. No chance in hell I'm thrown into the wolves of the 49ers defense in San Francisco. He might start a week later. The May watch instead of the BB watch instead of the Bay watch. The May watch starts week 5 against the Dolphins. It would be a disservice to Drake. For a guy you've protected so far, you've put bubble wrap, kid gloves. He's like the freaking Stanley Cup. You got to put white gloves to take him out of the box.
And I don't think they should have done that. I think
but
they've
done that.
They should undo that.
But no, now you undo any good you did when doing it. If you do, like throw him to
I
the wolves.
I don't think there was any good to doing it.
Okay,
I
there
think
may
they
not
should
be.
Undo it.
But
yes.
It would be dumb to throw it. That's a disservice to Drake May. All this should have been handled differently if you were going to throw him out there at a game like the 49ers. So you've gone down this path. What's Diz say earlier? In for a penny, in for a pound, or in for a pint, out for a drink?
If you're in it for a penny, you're in it for a pound.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they're in this plan of kid gloves with Drake May for a pound. The penny, already gone. Now you're in for a pound. And after he doesn't get pounded by the 49ers, except maybe in some mop-up duty late, then you can consider starting him.
He'll probably be out there in mop-up duty.
If they started him, I might have to go back to writing columns for WEEI.com and say Gerard Mayo lost his way. Because you had a plan. You were sticking with it. Kid gloves. You're protecting the kid. If you throw him to the Wolves in San Francisco, you undid any good you thought you did by only playing him for a series against the Panthers in the preseason. Oh, if you were going to play him in San Francisco, he should have played five series against the Panthers. It should have been obvious you're on a fast track to get him on the field. They weren't on that. And I believe, personally, I believe this. I don't know how you feel. That it's Alex Van Pelt. It's all Alex Van Pelt. It was always Alex Van Pelt. He seems to be the kid glove guy.
Yeah,
I don't know the guy's name that carries the Stanley Cup. He's the guy with the white gloves on taking care of Drake May, the Stanley Cup. And he's not taking him out of the box and letting people urinate in him and poop in him and eat cereal in him and all the other things they've done to the Stanley Cup. He's protecting the Stanley Cup.
Poop in it?
Yeah, I think people have done that, it's been said.
Interesting.
Mike Bolt.
I'm looking at it. It says Philip Pritchard is what I'm seeing.
I got two different names.
Yeah. Who's Mike Bolt?
Keeper of the
Stanley Cup.
And who's Philip Pritchard? Oh, is the curator of the Hockey Hall of Fame, but there's all these pictures of him with the Stanley Cup.
His name is Stanley. He knows about Stanley Cups.
That's true. He would. Of all the people who would know, it would be Stanley. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go to Paul in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Paul. Wait, Paul, did you already call us?
Yeah, I did, but I asked permission. Well, is that okay?
No, you can't call twice.
What do you
No, we don't have to have people calling twice in the show. I'm sorry.
Okay, I agree. I mean,
you asked permission in the future back there. No calling twice. We don't do double calls in the show. And I should have looked at that before I just blindly put them on the air.
Yeah, what if it had said, like,
I don't know. It was a different. I thought maybe it was a different Paul in Rhode Island. I didn't think we were letting two calls through a day. Jeez. But either way, we had enough Paul in Rhode Island for one day, I think, didn't we?
More than enough.
I think we did.
I think there's
what are you complaining about?
Intern Mike said he tried to disguise his voice.
Oh, really?
Oh, he's getting wily, that old man.
Interesting. Well, the number pops up.
He must be sober then right now if he's smart enough to try to disguise his voice.
At least he's very, locked into what we're talking about.
Yeah.
There's that, at least.
Which is good.
It's something.
I honestly believe all Gerard Mayo should have said is common sense. I didn't need the film. I didn't need to see. I don't even need him to really kind of blow smoke up my keister and tell me that Jacoby Brissett gives us a better chance to win. Whatever. Okay. Put whoever. But common sense is you've protected Drake May, correct? There's no other reason he didn't start than you protected Drake May.
Yep.
Okay.
Which I think is a mistake, but yes.
But you've done it. You're already in. You've already gone down the road of that plan.
Mm-hmm.
I think Thursday night against the Jets would have been the worst time to put Drake May out there. And then the second worst time would be Sunday in San Francisco. Once you get past that, it's all on the table. If you want to start in week 5, 6, home, road, I still think they want a home pop out of it. They want a home crowd. They want an excited home crowd to see Drake May. Maybe buy some jerseys, buy their new, see the salute to service stuff? You know how they do that every year?
Oh, the camo jerseys?
But this year it's like Arctic camo, so it's all grays and white. So it would, like, if you were in the army in the Arctic, I guess, in the snow.
Like Siberia.
It's pretty sweet.
Huh.
It's pretty sweet. I might have to go get me some.
They're like jerseys?
I haven't seen the jerseys. I just saw the hoodies and the hats and the sideline apparel and the various things.
Okay.
It's pretty sweet looking.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But yes, that's unveil it for, because he's cool as ice, Drake May. So unveil him with the salute to service Arctic camo at Gillette Stadium against the Dolphins, because you'd be doing him a disservice. And you can't change now midstream.
He's a pro football player at disservice.
I agree, but you want to change midstream?
Yes, I do want to change. I never liked the stream to begin with. I hated the stream, and I want to change the stream as soon as we possibly can. People are treating this debut of Drake May like it's some Sweet 16 birthday party, and everything's got to be perfect, and we got to have the chocolate fountain, and we got to have, you know, Jimmy to dance with on the floor. Like, all this cred, so ridiculous.
But isn't this how
it's
sports
the
work?
NFL. No, it's not how sports work.
You ever
a
seen
lot
boxing?
Of times, Drake,
Drew
Bledsoe got knocked out, and they put in Tom Brady, and that's how he started.
He had already played in the NFL.
Fine, but if it happened in year one,
pre-seasons.
Then he would have already been there in year one.
How
it would have happened.
How much of this do you think is Mac Jones because of what happened with Mac Jones?
But Mac
which
Jones
is fresh
is
in our minds.
Yeah, but
I bet
Mac
that's
Jones
part of it.
Was good as a rookie.
Yeah,
that's
but then
the problem. He
got
didn't break.
Ruined.
So if you're using the Mac Jones plan, you should have played Drake May this year and then sat him next year. Because that's when Mac Jones started to break.
No, I get what you're saying. But the general narrative around Mac Jones was like, oh, he was ruined by the coaching staff. So now, with that fresh in their minds,
can we put all those to bed?
Like,
Can we put those to bed?
What, that the coaching staff
ruined
Mac?
Did the Jets ruin Sam Darnold? This guy's got him as like an MVP candidate. Correct?
Yeah.
I'm pointing to you.
Absolutely.
I know we're on the radio. I'm pointing to Arcand.
The Jets, I think, ruined several quarterbacks, and many of them didn't get second chances like Geno Smith and Sam Darnold did. They bounced around as backups,
so did
and
the
then
Jets
they emerged
ruin
somewhere
them?
Else.
Like, if it's ruined, it's over.
Yeah.
That's like a souffle. It popped. It's gone. You don't, like, rekindle it.
Right. But also, you don't often get a second a renaissance in your career.
All
like
first-round quarterbacks get multiple chances.
Not always. To be starters again, that's not always true. That's not always
Probably
true. Sometimes
not
they're just
starters.
Done.
But you know the reason they don't get a second chance to be a starter? Because they go to a second place, and that team goes, this guy stinks. Right?
Yeah. Generally.
Like, a guy would get a second chance if he had any talent. In a league where they start 70 quarterbacks every year, or at least last year. Don't exaggerate, Andy. If they start multiple quarterbacks every year, guys get chances. The guys that don't get chances, it's because they stink. And you know why they broke in their first place? Because they stink. They weren't good quarterbacks. But Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield and Geno Smith are proving you don't break them. You just aren't the right situation for them. And then when they get to a good situation, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
And some other guys actually don't break in their own place. Josh Allen, Justin Herbert. They're in places where they could have been broken. Did they break? No. You know why? Good. Do I think Drake May's good? Yes.
But you can't play him because he might break.
No, I wouldn't play him this week because you've gone down this road. If he had played week one and week two, then I'd be playing him all along. It's not like I would have said, play him week one and week two, then sit him because, ooh, scary Jets, scary Niners. I'd say, no, he's played two games. He's an NFL quarterback now. You haven't allowed him to develop even into a young, green, rookie NFL quarterback. You haven't developed him to have him ready to play in San Francisco. So it's a disservice to him. I'm not going to say you're going to break him because I like him. And I'm not going to say he's breakable. But you're going to make his life really difficult, unnecessarily difficult. You wait a week because you're getting beat by the Niners either way. Mm-hmm. You wait a week and then you face Tim Boyle. I don't even know. Tim Boyle
yeah,
and the Dolphins?
Sure. Mac Jones, maybe.
A team that scores less points than you. That's what you face in week five at Gillette Stadium. Now you got a puncher's chance. Now put Drake May out there in front of a friendly crowd, or at least the Gillette crowd. We'll see how they are in the third quarter, depending on how things go. But give him a chance. It's not that I would have never started him in San Francisco. I would never start him in his first start in San Francisco. I would have started him in week one and said, yeah, in week four, he's going to have to play the 49ers. He's our quarterback. What do you want me to do?
We agree with that then. At least
okay.
We would have rather started with him.
I thought you were in one of your 5 o'clock moods.
No, I wasn't, but I just think I'd rather undo it and rip the Band-Aid off sooner rather than later. Of course
you
can.
The damage is done.
And if you go and Brissett goes out there in the first series and twists his ankle, then you're going to have to do it anyway. So
yeah, that's not ideal.
But obviously not.
Your hands are tied. You got no
So either way, it's going to happen. So what's the difference?
Well, no, it's not going to. Has Brissett gotten hurt yet?
I'm saying if he did, then you go out there, then you have to put him in anyway.
If your car breaks down, you're going to walk home. You're not going to choose to walk home.
No, but walking home and putting the better quarterback into a game are two different options, isn't
it? But it's the same thing. When you're forced into something, sometimes you just have to do it. They could be forced into playing May. Yes, I'm not one of those that says, put Joe Milton in. You're never forced into playing May unless Milton gets hurt too. Blah, blah, blah. No,
right,
no,
but
no.
Then it won't be the perfect thing that you want
You're choosing to pick one of the worst case scenarios. Why would you choose to pick the worst case scenario? You effed it up by not playing him earlier, so it is now the worst case scenario.
It's not. If he goes out there and plays well against San Francisco, I think it's a great case
scenario.
What
if he gets his, what we talked about earlier,
knocked off?
That's
all anyone ever says is, what if he gets hurt? What if this happens? What if he plays well? What if he has a good game?
I don't care if he gets hurt.
Fine. What if he sucks? What if he doesn't
suck? What if he throws 5 picks and is sacked 5 times in 10 dropbacks?
What if he throws 5 touchdown passes and has a 350-yard game? You know, if we're going to talk about what may happen, what may not happen, not one person has even considered the idea that he might go out against San Francisco and not completely embarrass himself.
Oh,
and
I think
that's very reasonable, a very reasonable expectation. And that's why I'd like to see him out there.
Despite the fact that the first pass he threw against the Jets was into double
coverage,
it was not
a good pass.
It should have been a pick.
Almost got picked off. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. Here's Stiz to tell you what's trending, and we're right back.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
That was getting heated, boys. I like it. Trending brought to you by Verizon Wireless. The Red Sox took both games of their doubleheader against Minnesota yesterday. They beat the Twins 8-1 in the first game, 9-3 in the second. Tristan Casas hit 3 home runs, 2 of which were 3-run homers. Casas becomes the first Red Sox to hit 3 homers in a game since Trevor Story did it back in May of 2022 against the Mariners. Red Sox have only 6 more games left of the regular season. They still remain 4 games behind in that final wild card spot. They will begin a 3-game series with the Blue Jays tonight. First pitch a little under 2 hours at 7:07 from Rogers Place in Toronto. And across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network, Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Our coverage begins at 6:07 with the Mass Mutual pregame show. Week 3 of the NFL wraps up tonight with the Bills taking on the Jags at 7:30. You can catch that game right here on WEEI AM. Our Westwood One coverage begins at 7:15. And the Bengals will take on the Commanders. That game kicks off at 8:15. Patriots will be in San Francisco on Sunday for their Week 3 tilt against the 49ers. Kickoff at 4:05. Gerard Mayo told the Greg Hill Show earlier that Jacoby Brissett will be the starting quarterback. We spoke with Jacoby Brissett just about an hour ago. And after taking some big hits during the loss to the Jets, how's he feeling?
Physically fine. You know, obviously took hits, but, you know, it's football. So I'm hurting like, I guess, everybody in the league is getting hit. So just ready to go to the next one.
And the Bruins lost their preseason opener 3-2 to the Rangers yesterday afternoon. They will host the Capitals tomorrow night. Puck drops at 7 p.m. from Causeway Street. Trending brought to you by Verizon Wireless. Right now at Verizon, new and existing customers can get the amazing iPhone 15. Enjoy tons of storage for all the ballpark picks this summer. There's a deal out there for everyone at Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store and get your new iPhone 15 today. I'm Stiz. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The rest of your WEEI afternoon show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Girls coming up.
This is Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI. On WEEI.
Timeout left in their back pocket. Dalton taking a shot to the end zone. It is caught.
Andy Dalton. You couldn't tell. They said the MVP of the weekend. What are you pointing to me for?
Because there were three heads in the studio bouncing around with a nice peppy song that we like and you didn't care.
This song's not bad. What is this?
This is Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. I had some help.
Okay.
Single off of Post New Country album.
Mm.
You know, Morgan Wallen might have heard of him.
I've heard of Morgan Wallen, yes.
Was in Nashville last night, had Peyton Manning in full Tennessee Volunteer uniform.
Full, oh, yeah.
Open. Yeah. Full pads.
Helmet pads, the whole damn thing.
So I guess he's uncanceled then.
Morgan I know, Wallen? Yeah, for the few Morgan things
Wallen.
That he did.
Morgan Wallen has never been canceled.
Morgan Wallen for blurting out the N-word a few times and for throwing furniture
chairs
off
a
roof
of
or
a,
something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Off a
and
hotel balcony.
Through all of, like, when he was canceled, he had the most popular album for like 200 months.
Hmm.
I mean, 200 weeks. It was like stupid how
popular
he's been.
It's weird how that can make you more popular in certain circles.
Oh, boy. Now we're saying it.
It's weird how that happens.
Yes.
I didn't listen. I couldn't name a Morgan Wallen song if you played one. I didn't know it was Morgan Wallen, but that was a good song.
Well, his biggest song he didn't even write. It's my favorite. One of my favorite artists wrote it, Jason Isbell. What's the name of that song?
I don't know.
That's all right. You can think about it. Get back to it. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. We played that Andy Dalton cut because it was a brutal, brutal weekend of NFL football. I mean, it was just brutal. If you were watching on Red Zone like I was yesterday, it was awful, especially the early window of games. You had some brutal quarterback matchups, which we discussed. I'll go back over them here just because I think it's important that you know that yesterday in 1 o'clock, you had the Giants and the Browns, Danny Dimes versus Deshaun Watson. You had Malik Willis against Will Levis in that Packers-Titans game. And you had Caleb Williams versus Anthony Richardson, Bears-Colts. All three of those games, the quarterback play was borderline unwatchable, except for a couple of throws from Jones to Malik Neighbors, and that was basically it. Williams had a lot of passing yards but could barely get in the end zone. Richardson was a disaster. Levis was a disaster. Willis is fine, I guess, but you know they're sort of scraping it together there. He's not really playing a great quarterback. It was awful. Red Zone was miserable. It was like torture. And they kept jumping back to these games. And I was like, oh, no, I can't watch another snap of Anthony Richardson. Then they jump back to Deshaun Watson running around. It's like, please stop. Like, I can't. Well, I didn't want to watch Red Zone. For the first time, I think, ever since I acquired the channel, I didn't want to watch it yesterday.
So why didn't you just go watch, I think it was Eagles-Saints, right?
Eagles-Saints.
Why didn't you just go watch that?
Horrifically bad game.
Then go pick apples or pumpkins or whatever.
I didn't know it was going to be all bad, and I was planning for a nice, relaxing, fun football day, and it was crap. That was crap football yesterday. All around. I mean, really, despite all of that, I'm watching all this bad QB play, all these bad offenses, and the Patriots offense, I'm watching it going, man, the Patriots are worse than this. The Patriots offense is worse than all of this, and this all sucks. This is really sucky. C.J. Stroud, Kirk Cousins, Justin Herbert, Derek Carr, Jalen Hurts, and Kyler Murray all produced less than 20 points this week. This was a bad week of football, and I would have done something else if I had anything else to do. I had nothing to do except watch football.
Jacoby Brissett found something to do. He didn't watch any football, so he's happy.
I should have done what he did.
Yeah,
I should have hung out with Jacoby Brissett.
Gotten away. I'm not sure he wants to hang out with you. You were hard on him.
I don't think I was. I know people said that, but I don't think so. I think that's
people say you have a tone issue.
Mischaracterizing what was wrong with my tone?
I don't know.
What's wrong with my tone?
People say you have a tone issue. It's a common issue. Rich Keefe used to have a tone issue. I used to tell him that all the time.
Really?
That's what went down with him with John Farrell. I remember that, yeah. And there
Farrell
was a tonality
really,
problem.
He really
I actually think they
him.
Both had a sort of tonality war back and forth with each other. But tone can be an issue. No, does it? So most of those guys, not Cousins, but most of those guys are athletic young quarterbacks, correct?
Yeah.
Does that worry you?
Carr's not really an athletic young quarterback.
Okay, Carr too.
But yeah, I'd say Stroud, Murray, Herbert.
Does that worry you? Is that part of the problem? Are we leaning on these athletes that aren't pocket passers, aren't refined, get by on athleticism for certain times, then maybe it catches up to them when they can't be the best athlete on the field at all times?
I don't know. Mahomes was that, you know?
I'm just asking the question. I'm not necessarily... Because that's what you have as a Patriots future franchise quarterback in Drake May, an athlete.
True.
You have an athlete. You don't necessarily, although Josh McDaniels did ask that. You know, I found it one of the more interesting analysis pieces with Drake May is what is he going to be? Does he want to be a pocket passer? Does he want to be a runner? And I just think that's a factor in all of this. You'll never convince me. And I don't know how much, but in the quarterback play, the bad football, the offense, the passing games being down, a factor is what the modern quarterbacks are and the offenses they come from. And I'm not sure they or their offenses are always fully equipped to deal with everything that defenses are throwing at them right now. And whether that's the frickin' cover two safety looks or whatever, I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, I think offense has been dumbed down a little bit and athleted up. And then sometimes you can't just win with an athlete, right? Like, the athlete doesn't have a great day. He's a little bit off. Mm-hmm. We talked about Jason Tatum.
Sure.
Great player. his shooting is off.
Yeah.
So how do you change? Well, in basketball, now I drive to the hoop. I find a different way. Do these athletes, when they have off days athletically, accuracy, like, what's their second pitch? What's their third pitch? How do they find a way to gut it out and get by? You hear starting pitchers talk about that. Some of my best days is when I didn't have my best stuff, and I just had to find a way to grit it out right on the mound. I think some of these modern athletic quarterbacks spend their whole life, high school, college, and early pros, just getting by. I'm the best athlete on the field. I can get by with my athleticism. I can do this. I can do that. And then when defenses figure it out or make life difficult in different ways, I think sometimes it's hard for them to take it to the next level.
Sometimes. I agree with that. But, I mean, if we're talking young quarterbacks, they do evolve. Like Lamar Jackson evolved. He started off as a guy who didn't really have much in the way of
passing
the ball.
He's also a freak, I would argue.
He is, but he wasn't much of a passer.
No, but as a runner?
As a runner, he's special, yes.
So Jalen Hurts.
Josh Allen, his first year wasn't great, and he had turned into a great multi-threat quarterback.
Correct.
And he's still pretty young. I mean, he's only been in the league 4 or 5 years.
But, for example, I'm not sure Jalen Hurts how much he wants to run anymore. I think he fancies himself a pocket passer.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's at his best, I don't think he's a pocket passer. I think he's a combo guy, a dual threat guy, right? So I think that transition from, I don't want to run for 1,000 yards. I want to just stand in the pocket and throw. Well, you're not really that good. In combination with you running, you're a good passer.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think you're just going to stand there like you're freaking Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, I'm not sure all of these guys can do that. And I don't think Josh Allen has tried to do that. I think Josh Allen still runs.
Yeah, he does.
And is willing to. I think the Bills sometimes wish he'd run less at certain points and be less physical. But I think that is the transition. And
well, what about C.J. Stroud? He's a young quarterback. He's athletic, but he's a pocket passer. He does not run. He's a pocket passer.
And he's the best of the young quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You're making my point, as the guy in this spot used to say.
Yeah, that's true. And he may be the one that emerges. He had a bad game yesterday for sure, but he may be the one that emerges.
I think that's a weird spot both for the quarterback and the coaches. So the quarterbacks are dual threats, and they've been dual threats to get to college, and they were dual threats to get to the NFL. And then they're like, yeah, I don't want to keep getting hit. I want to get my contract. I got $250 million on the line, whatever.
This dual threat thing is not as much fun in the
right.
NFL.
I kind of want to just throw and not get
my
hit.
Ass kicked.
But then also teams do the same thing, because if I'm going to invest $250 million in you, I don't want you getting your ass kicked. I don't want you getting hit. So everybody lusts after the athletic quarterback until they're a $250 million commodity, and then they're like, hey, can we slide a little bit more? Can we get out of bounds? Can maybe throw from the pocket? And that weird transitional phase. Like, Tom Brady never had to transition anything. He was always a pocket passer.
Mm-hmm.
He was always going to stand there. He had to figure out a way to avoid the rush but throw. You know what I mean?
Like, he was as good at it as anybody in history, I think. But, yeah.
But this is more like Pedro. Oh, wait, I can't throw 97 anymore?
Mm-hmm.
I got to learn to pitch at 93.
Yeah.
And I think that's what quarterbacks, I can't just run anymore, or I don't want to just run anymore. Can I be a good quarterback without the running being a foundational part of my game? And I think that's where, that was a long-winded way of saying that's where I think some of this crappy football comes from.
Yeah, certainly could be. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Russ is in Connecticut. Go ahead, Russ.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Christian. How are you this afternoon?
Doing well. How are you, Russ?
Super.
I'm good. I just wanted to say, Sunday morning I was listening to John Niederpruel and Coach Walsh,
mm-hmm.
and they had Karen Garigian on. You know Mass Live,
yep.
Karen.
Love her, KG.
Big fan of KG, yeah.
Yeah, she's a great person. I listened to her. She broke it all down. And what she said finally about Drake May was, they're concerned about their offensive line, obviously. But when it came to Drake, she said he has no idea what he's looking at when he is looking at defenses. And it's going to be a while for him.
Okay. So, listen, Russ, if that's true, if that's true, they're not saying that behind the scenes. They're not talking about him that way behind the scenes.
100%. 100%. They don't want to admit that they made a mistake.
Right.
Okay. And I'll tell you this. I look at Drake May, 4-4 in the ACC. You got Milton there, Christian, and you know what I'm talking about. He was 11-5 at Tennessee.
Yes, he
okay?
was. All right, Russ, we're not going to do this.
Do what?
We're not going to do the Joe Milton should start. Hey,
hanging up on callers, cutting off callers.
Yeah, I gave him 90 seconds. It's a long time for a call. And by the way, I sort of, listen, if this ends up dragging on and you finally get May in there, and what he just said and what Garig, I didn't hear Garig again with Mita Perel, but I, obviously he's heard it. So if that's what's going on behind the scenes if they think, hey, we'd like to put May out there, but he cannot read a defense. Mm. We saw this in practice. We saw it in the games that he's out there. He just doesn't know what he's looking at. He's in way over his head. If that's the case, then yeah, you can start asking those questions. You can start looking at it and saying, was May really the right guy? Was he the right pick? I think that's a fair – listen, I don't like giving up on anybody. I don't think you should give up on him. But you can start asking those questions. If it drags on and on and on all season and it seems like they're just purposefully keeping him out there and that, you know, you drafted a guy who's unable to read a defense in his rookie year, like that's – and that's also, I think, why you got to put him out there. If you can't read the defense now, how do you read it? You have a virtual reality helmet? Or yep. Do you go out there and actually play and figure out how to do it, figure out if you can do it? Like Bo Nix did. 3 weeks in, Bo Nix looks like a different quarterback. He looked very good against Tampa. He looked like maybe he learned how to read a defense a little bit in those first 3 weeks. And that's something I'd love to see for Drake May, but they're just not doing it. 617-779-7937. Jesse is in Montreal. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, thanks for the time.
You got it.
Yeah, I never understood the move that Jacoby Brissett. I agree that Drake May did not look ready, but I don't know why they just got rid of Zappe. It was 4-4 as a backup. I mean, last year with a 2-10 team, he went on the road and won in Pittsburgh. He won in Denver, played a pretty flawless first half against Kansas City, going to his third year, but now they have no choice. I mean, you just got Brissett and May now, so you don't really have a buffer between those two. I just don't know why they got rid of a quarterback so quickly when they're really void of quarterbacks right now. What do you think?
Jesse, I just think they couldn't afford to have four quarterbacks on the roster. I think it's as simple as that. You can't. That's too many spots using up for your quarterback, and none of them are proven. Right? At the very least, you can say they all stink, but I don't think May stinks, so you can say none of them are proven. And Bailey Zappe, I mean, listen, Bailey Zappe, anybody could have had Bailey Zappe, and the Chiefs put him on the practice squad. It's not like there was some big market out there for Bailey Zappe or that people were super impressed by the way Zappe played last year. They weren't, and they shouldn't be. He wasn't good. No. He's a fringe quarterback who might get into, again, garbage time. In an era where 67 quarterbacks play a year, you might see Bailey Zappe, but that's it. I mean, that's basically the ceiling for that guy, and I was okay with them moving on from him. I don't think they have a great situation right now, but it's not because they got rid of Bailey Zappe.
No, Bailey Zappe's a third-string quarterback probably at best. And if you want to argue they shouldn't have drafted Joe Milton and they could have used that draft pick somewhere else and kept Bailey Zappe as one of the three quarterbacks you're going to keep around, okay, I guess you can make that argument. I think Bailey Zappe proved what he is and what he isn't last year. Mm-hmm. And he's not an NFL starter. I don't think there's much upside.
He got a shot. He got an honest look at it.
He got a shot a couple years in a row. Mm-hmm. And you know, he made a lot of mistakes after Mac made mistakes. Like, they were put, yeah. If he had taken the bull by the horns, you may have not seen Mac get his... Remember how many times Mac was benched?
Yeah.
And then back and benched? Part of that was because I thought Zappe, most of the time when he came in, was as bad or worse, was just not very good. He's a limited quarterback. That's just the reality of the situation. I would feel no better, especially for this team and this year. You tell me, would you rather see Bailey Zappe play or Joe Milton?
I'd rather see Joe Milton.
Exactly, because yeah. That's where this team is.
I see some Joe Milton out there.
Now, if I'm the Dolphins, should a guy like Bailey Zappe be a consideration? I don't know. He's an NFL quarterback who's won games, so probably. I don't know. Has Tim Boyle ever won games? I don't even know how Tim Boyle.
I didn't even know Tim Boyle existed.
Right.
I didn't know he was a human being.
So
Joe Milton, it'd be funny to just see him like not even throwing to a receiver. He just gets the ball and throws it as far as he can.
Oh, absolutely. And people
I'd be like, wow. Look at that.
Or running the play to the wrong side. Like
that might be more entertaining than watching Brissett play quarterback, honestly. Oh. It's just seeing how far Bazooka Joe
keep turning into shots at Brissett?
Because he's the starting quarterback.
He's a nice man.
I'm saying, comparing it
guy?
To what it might be. He's a very tough
leader.
Guy. Absolutely.
Good dude. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Snappy dresser.
Snappy dresser? Yeah. I don't think we need to crap all over it.
Oh, whatever, Nana.
I got a conscience in the last 15 minutes of the show.
But when did this happen? 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll continue with your phone calls right after this.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
We're right back to it. Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
617-779-7937 is your phone number. It's WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcan, Andy Hart, reacting to the week that was in the NFL. We got a doubleheader, kind of, tonight.
I mean, kind of. There's a doubleheader.
I know, but they're only 45 minutes apart. Like, it's weird. You know, they're going to be on at the same time. It is okay. A doubleheader. It's two games, technically.
You got a phone and you got a TV.
It's a weird
or
doubleheader.
Or two screens of some sort.
Well, I have YouTube TV, and during college football, you can do the multi-view.
Yeah, you can do that for games.
Can you do that?
NFL
can we
games?
Do this for tonight, then? Because that would be fine. That would be just fine.
Nice.
Nice little multi-view.
I do not
have
that.
They're both Disney, so they should be able to do it, I think. Because I was trying to watch Colorado and BC on the multi-view, and I couldn't. because Colorado was on Fox or CBS, whatever it was, and the BC game was on like ACC Network.
Yeah.
So because they weren't, you know, copacetic, then I couldn't put them in multiview, which I think is stupid, by the way. Everything should be okay in multiview.
I agree.
Just let me watch what I want because the games I have bets on, I lost all my bets anyway. Let me watch all those all at the same time and suffer through some bad football and some bad bets. That's all I
asked. But they were both on YouTube TV? The Colorado and, because I was watching BC on YouTube TV.
They were both on YouTube TV, really? But you couldn't watch them both on
that's,
the multiview.
Yeah, that's stupid. Weird.
And why wouldn't they want you to? Because I would think both can then take credit for viewers.
Like, yeah. Right.
You were watching that game, so they tell their ad, this is my number for this game. Like, boom.
Yeah, and I wonder if it has something to do with, you know, the rights to the games and, you know, who's airing them and what that is. But either way, I still don't really understand.
Stupid.
It. But they're the only ones with multi-view. So, I mean, you know, the YouTube TV, I still think, is worlds ahead when it comes to that stuff. The multi-view is great. And even though they've jacked the price up a little bit lately, I do still enjoy my YouTube TV. Let's go to the phone. 617-779-7937. David's in the car, who has a thought on the Patriots QB room. Go ahead, David.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. So, that gentleman made a good point, and I think he gets overlooked.
Which gentleman?
Joe Milton is a better quarterback. About Joe Milton being a better quarterback than Drake May. The problem is everybody's stuck on Drake May because he was a higher draft. So everybody gets all hung up, always he's number three draft, whatever the hell he was. But, you know, it is very possible that this kid just doesn't have the brain for it, and everybody's thinking that he does. But Joe Milton, if given a chance, he'd be a better performer than Drake May and Brissett.
Okay, thanks for the call, David.
Wow.
Joe Milton may very well play this year. You know, like, we're probably going to see Joe Milton in a game at some point this year, maybe sooner rather than later, right? I mean, you think that, don't you?
Oh, with the way this line plays, it's an absolute possibility.
It's almost, you can even say, like, inevitable, you know, the way this line's going. Guys are going to take plays. It's going to be a lot of garbage time. Either one of them gets injured, who's going in garbage time? It's going to be Joe Milton. He is big arm, right? Is there any way he could surprise people when he goes in there in garbage time?
I don't mean, ever rule it out.
Right?
I've seen too much.
You got a couple
craziness.
Of deep threats. You bomb one out to the deep threat. And he gets behind the defense and hits him. Right?
But he's not a better quarterback than Drake May. He doesn't have a more wide variety skill set, whatever you want to call it. And there was a reason he was available late in the draft.
Right. In a QB hungry draft.
And I'm not saying they're always right. Oh, Andy, there's a reason Tom Brady was available late in the draft. I'm not saying they're always right.
Right.
But they look at Joe Milton, who people forget played at Michigan and then Tennessee, you know, had his opportunities at multiple schools and didn't do, for example, necessarily what like Michael Penix and Bo Nix did. Their second opportunities, they ran with it. They're playing for national titles. They're putting up ridiculous. Bo Nix, didn't he complete like 80% of his passes? Like, they took those second opportunities and really made something of it. Joe Milton was fine. At a higher level, SEC, I'm like, that's a challenge, a different challenge to him. But I can tell you, watching both of those guys play and throw and do their thing, Joe Milton is not a better quarterback right now than Drake May. He's probably more raw. He has that whole thing where if you need me to throw it 15 yards on a rope, I can. If you need it to me to throw it 5 yards with touch, well, I'm throwing it on a rope. Like, he's a fastball pitcher.
Right.
Like, there's a fastball coming most of the time. And I just, if you watched the preseason even, remember that second preseason? So he had the nice first one, but then so when Drake May and Jacoby Brissett barely played, Milton looked good.
Yeah.
And then he got the next one and he didn't look good. And it kind of fell apart. He didn't really know what play to
People
run.
People were talking about Milton maybe being a better QB after that first one.
He is not. He is, I can tell you, I don't know who's better. He is not more ready right now. He's not the better QB right now for NFL action. There's no chance. You can argue both aren't ready. And I'll take that argument that they're both young and green and not ready to play.
Yeah, I think there's probably some truth to that. But I also think that with the third overall pick that you got to get the guy out there at some point. I don't care if you get Joe Milton out there or not. Ralph is in Cranston. Go ahead, Ralph.
Hey, guys. Look, it's way too early to judge these rookies, you know, and they came out, they won the first game. People started thinking, you know what, maybe we misjudged what type of team this really is. Maybe the defense can keep them in it. And that. But now it certainly looks like the holes and their inequities are showing clear. I would love to see this team play according to where they're going to be in a couple of years and play the young kids, not play Brissett. But, Joe, you also have to understand the whole team would have to be on this management and everything would be on that. And you're never going to get the coach. The coach is playing for a career in this league. So if you tell him, look, I don't care if this guy's better than play the kids, do this, do that. Maybe he's not going to want to do that. But to me, I would love to see them point everything for the future. Forget about whether you win these games or not. As much as you are developing a football team, and let's get back to winning games and be consistent. And they're not there yet. Let's face it, it's a fallacy. To think that the first game is what they're going to be. But the whole team would have to be on that concept. And it's going to be hard to sell Mayo and say, you know what, look, play the kids. We want to win games if we can, but let's do it for the future. He's playing for a career, so that's going
to
be tough.
Yeah, no, you're right about that, Ralph, and I think that there's something to be said for that. I also think he's getting a longer leash, maybe, than you're giving the Crafts and the upper management credit for. I think that even if Jerod Mayo has a tough first 2 years, he's still getting that third year. I don't think, you know what
Probably.
I mean? Like, I don't think that they're going to cut him loose anytime soon. And I do understand that he wants to get off to a good start in his career. Who wouldn't, obviously, but there's some runway there. And I think that that's sort of built into the whole agreement is that, you know, Kraft has said as much. I don't know how many games are going to win this year, but I love Mayo and I love what we're building and blah, 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 blah. My question is, what exactly are they building? What do they have in place right now that they can build on? And that's a question I'm not sure there's a great answer to, because it was supposed to be the defense and the running game, and neither one of those two things is super impressive, but they're both better than the pass game, which sucks. I mean, that's basically where we are. You have the makings of potentially something with Drake May, if we can actually ever see him go out there and play and get an idea of what he could develop into or what he's at, where he's at right now. I don't think we know that even. And as far as the rest of it goes, there's just not. We went over the last few drafts. Offensively, there's not much in the way of building blocks. Defensively, there's a couple, maybe. One of them is out with blood clots, and the other one, we're not really sure, you know, and Gonzalez, both the Christians, the two Christians on defense, and that's it. I mean, really, other than that, like, what are you talking about building for the future?
Well, more offensively is where I'd look at it, because even the run game, so you're going to have Ramondre Stevenson, you re-signed him. The offensive line, on when who's going to be here, mm-hmm. Laydon Robinson, you hope is, you're laying a foundational piece there. Andrews probably isn't. I don't know if Vedarian Lowe or, I mean, Caden Wallace you hope is, but I'm not sold that Caden Wallace is a long-term developmental piece, and that would be more concerning to me. So I'm trying to build a run-first team where I have a running back and two offensive linemen that are part of the future.
Mm-hmm.
I'd almost wish there were more young offensive linemen going through their lumps to at least say, there's a payoff coming, just like Drake May.
Right.
There's going to be picks, but at least there's hopefully a payoff coming.
Yeah, these guys are getting turned around right now, but watch, in a couple years, they'll be your starting line. I don't know that we can say that about any of these guys. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. I think we got to cut off phone calls, though, because a little bonus baseball coming your way as we get ready for the Red Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays and the MassMutual pregame show, which is coming your way in just a few minutes. We'll be right back with a couple additional thoughts before we hand it over to the Red Sox. That's next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.